increasingly often from the mid-1920s onwards. Vidovich finds visual artistic motifs in the intimate area of his own atelier and home. The reconstruction of Vidovich's atelier allows us to peek into the spiritual realm of one of these areas, the one where he worked from 1942 to 1953. Several years before he embarked on painting interiors and still lifes, Vidovich started bringing interesting objects to his small atelier in the attic of the building that housed the courthouse in Klaichova Poliana. After moving to a new atelier, located in his flat in Maxim Gorky Street, now Matoshova Street, he added new objects to the old ones, thus creating once more an ambience which would inspire him in his future visual artistic explorations. His atelier did not consist of randomly collected items. Even though many of them are of no particular artistic value, they can be used as significant indicators, not only about Vidovich, his taste and sensibility, but also about the complex spiritual currents that accompanied the first decades of the 20th century and were reflected in all segments of life and, consequently, in the painter's atelier and in his works.